请弟兄姊妹将圣经请到以弗所书第四章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn your Bible to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们从第十七节开始，我们读几节。
We'll start our reading from verse 17 and we'll read several verses.
所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人，全虚妄的心行事。他们心地温昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬，良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。你们学了基督，却不是这样。
This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the nations walk in, the vanity of their mind, being darkened in understanding, estranged from the life of God by reason of the ignorance which is in them, by reason of hardness of their hearts, who having cast off all feeling, have given themselves up to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greedy, unsatisfied lusts, but ye have not thus learned the Christ.
我们圣经暂时就读到这么多。
These are the verses we are reading for now.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
他用着以弗所书向我们解开他心里面所存的很宝贵的意念。
And through the book of Ephesians, he opened up to us his very precious thoughts.
他将他的荣耀的永远的计划向我们解开。
And opening to us his most glorious eternal purpose.
而且是说出他要用着复活的大能来将我们带进这个荣耀的旨意的里头。
And also to show us how he would use the power of resurrection to lead us into this glorious will of his.
而且要用着我们来去成全神这个荣耀的目的。
And to use us to fulfill God's eternal glorious purpose.
所以保罗在圣灵的感动的底下，他就向教会指出了教会跟随主的道路。
And so, through the Holy Spirit, Paul has been showing the church the way to which they are to walk.
他提醒我们要留心，要活出一个光景，是同埋我们所蒙召的恩相称。
How we should take note of the fact, how we should walk worthy of our calling.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得。
Brothers and sisters, we know.
神在我们身上面托付了一个见证。
God has entrusted His testimony to us.
这个见证是同埋祂那个永远的计划是完全连结起上来。
And this testimony is very much linked up with His eternal purpose.
祂要用着我们这班人来作这个见证。
And He will use this group of people to be His testimony.
而这个见证的那个实质就是说，一切都要在基督里面同归于一。
And the substance of this testimony is that we are all being one in Christ.
同时呢，这个同归于一的事情是透过基督的身体建立来去作成的。
At the same time, this oneness is brought about through this body of Christ.
因此神给我们很清楚地看到，在祂的工作的里面，那个中心的事实乃是建造教会。
And we see God's work, the center of it is this building up of the church.
或者说是建立基督的身体。
Or to say, in other way, to build up the body of Christ.
我们曾经交通过。
We have shared this before.
基督的身体建造的那个重要的条件。
The condition, the important precondition in the building up of the body of Christ.
似乎没什么特别。同弟兄姊妹提到
，seems that I have not especially mentioned this to brothers and sisters。
印象里边好似提过，但后来我谂谂，好漏咗。
I thought I had mentioned this, but in thinking back, I think I may have left it out。
不过唔要紧，三几句说话可以将佢包括咗。
But it doesn't matter. I can say it in a few sentences, and that would include all of it.
丁师傅，当你翻翻去到第四章里边去留意教基督教会嘅成长嗰个要件。
And if you go back to chapter 4 and to see how the church is to be built up and to grow.
头一件事情乃系认识神嘅儿子。
The first thing is to know the Son of God.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
在救恩的里面，我们平常着重的是救恩的那个事实。
In salvation, often we take notice of just the fact.
但慢慢慢慢，神带我们更进一步去领会到救恩的那个实际。
Gradually, God leads us to come to understand the reality of salvation.
救恩的事实就是说，
The fact of salvation is,
神的儿子成为我们的救主，我们因着神的儿子，我们就得蒙拯救。
That the Son of God become our Savior and through Him we are being saved.
但是救恩那个实际呢？
But the reality of salvation,
救恩那个实际乃是神儿子的本身。
It is in fact the Son of God Himself.
弟兄姊妹，当你留意到约翰福音三章十六节的时候，
If you pay attention to John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16,
原谅我这样直讲，我们大多数人都是忽略了三章十六节的那个主题。
Forgive me for saying this, so often we actually miss the real focus of that verse.
我们留意的就是不至灭亡，反得永生。
Because what we take note of is that we no longer perish, but we will have eternal life.
但是神是那节经文里面要我们留意的呢，乃是他将神的儿子赏给我们。
But what we, God wants us to actually notice is that, He has given to us His Son.
我们现在来背一背。
If we recite this verse now,
你背英文也好，背中文也好。
Whether you recite it in English or in Chinese,
背不出就掀开来看看。
If you can't recite, then you can turn to it and read.
背得出你背一背。
If you are able to recite, you should do so.
约翰三章十六节。
John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。新年没背到。
Sonny has not recited it.
不过不要紧，他在个心思里面跟着我们背，因为我在上高这样讲，背中文他背英文就很乱，你们在下面不太觉。
If I...
那顶住咪当你在三章十六节里面的时候，你注意到那件事是什么事呢？
If you take note of what is said in verse 16 of John chapter 3,
是神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
爱到一个什么嘅程度呢？
To what extent?
是甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
To the extent that he would give his only begotten son to them.
神所赏赐给我们的乃是他整位的神的儿子。
What God has given to us is His only begotten Son.
而我们平常去留意的呢，总是留意不至灭亡，反得永生。
But often what we take note of is just that we will not perish but have eternal life.
如果神把我们的心思提起上来，看到神那个安排乃是他自己的儿子。
But if God were to lift up our thoughts to see what He has actually arranged for us is to have His Son.
现在我们回到以弗所书，我们就看到这件事了。
Coming back to Ephesians, we come to see this.
我们是因为认识神的儿子得以长大成人。
Because it is our knowing the Son that we are growing up in Him.
这个是教会成长的一个要素。
This is the needful thing for the church in our growing up.
你不是去认识真理上面的一些内容。
It is not just knowing the context of certain truth.
当然我们是需要认识神给我们的真理。
Of course, we really need to know the truth that God has given us.
但是更重要的一件是透过个真理去认识神的儿子。
But what is more important is that through the truth, come to know the Son.
因为几时我们认识神的儿子，几时我们的生命就有了或者说我们按着次序来讲，你认识神的儿子，你就得到神儿子的生命。
And to say this, that once we come to know the Son, we will come to have His life.
你更进一步的认识神的儿子，你就进入到神儿子的丰富。
The more that you know the Son, you will enter into the more the abundance of His Son.
你认识神的儿子更多，你享用神儿子的丰富就更多。
The more you know the Son, the more you're able to enjoy His abundance.
所以四章的说话，我们是认识神的儿子，得以长大成人。
So in chapter 4,In growing up, it is coming to know the Son.
咁第二个条件啊，嘅要件又系乜嘢呢
？The second condition, what is this?
啊，就系话你要长，你得着神嘅儿子，你长大啦。但长大到一个乜嘢嘅程度，就叫做合格呢
？And having got the Son and you're growing up, to what extent will you then qualify?
并且我呢个话真系有啲咁多，叫我哋有啲作难。
This will often give us some difficulty.
你话合格，今日我哋合唔合格呢
？To qualify, do we actually qualify today？
你话我哋应该都几合格噶咯，我信咗主几廿年。
You say that I should qualify. I've known the years for tens of years.
但弟兄姊妹，主自己嘅话叫我哋留意到，嗰、那个合格嘅标准喺边算
？By God's word, have us know where the qualification lies.
嗰个合格嘅标准系。满有基督长成嘅身量
，and that qualification is to have the full-grown man, the full stature of Christ.
我哋能够完完整整嘅让基督去充满嗰个合格
，to completely be filled with Christ, that is the qualification.
我哋稍微有基督嘅充满
，and the moment we have this a filling of Christ，
喺人嚟睇嘅时候都唔错啦。
From man's point of view, this is not a bad already.
但喺神嘅安排嘅里头
，but with God's dispensation，
神觉得我哋仲差啲咁多。
God feels that we are still lacking.
你知唔知留意到我哋嘅主喺地上嘅时候，曾经系用过一个比喻嚟同门徒讲话。
Note that when the Lord was on earth, He had used some parables to talk to the disciples.
特别系讲到生命嘅工作。
Especially to do with the work that is of life.
神叫我哋认识到佢喺地上嗰个工作进入新约嘅时候，系藉着生命嚟去进行嘅。
That His work in the New Testament is one that is through life.
所以喺生命嘅工作嘅起头就系撒种咯。
So as far as this is concerned, the beginning is the sowing of the seed.
特别顶朝明，你读马太福音第十三章嘅时候
，especially if you were to read Matthew chapter 13,
你仲跟我哋嘅主喺嗰处讲到有七个比喻。
You know that the Lord talked about seven parables.
呢七个比喻呢，好似系开头嗰六个比喻呢，系一对一对一对嘅。
And the six parables start off seems to be pairing off.One with the other.
然后第七个比喻咧系独立嘅。
But then the seventh on its own.
但我哋唔好管佢个结构系点样。
It doesn't matter how it comes together.
我哋先要了解佢嗰个内容。
But we need to know the content.
嗰个内容呢七个比喻乃系讲到天国或者话神嘅国嗰个从开始到结局。
And the,
那个过程的比喻
and the content of those parables is to do with the kingdom of God, with its beginning right through to its end.
起头是撒种
And to start off, it is the sowing of the seeds.
因为神的国的建造是生命的工作
Because God's work is one of life.
当中生命的工作呢是受到一些阻碍
And this work of life could somehow be hindered.
但是神有他自己嘅怜悯同埋佢自己嘅定义。
God has His mercy and His purpose。
尽管有几多嘅打岔喺嗰处，都冇阻挡到神嘅工作嘅完成。
No matter how much disturbance there has been, it will not hinder God's completion of His work。
到到最拉尾系一个撒种嘅撒网嘅比喻。
Right at the end, we have this parable of the net。
嗰个撒网嘅比喻就讲到神嘅旨意最后。用审判来结束
，and in God's will, finally, how it is His judgment that will wrap up everything.
然后就带出国度嘅显现
，then it will bring forth the coming kingdom.
等先，你读呢七个比喻嘅时候，你好清楚能够睇到嘅，开头系撒。
And you can, when you read the seven parables, you can see to start off, it is the sowing of the seeds.
结局又系撒。
At the end, it's also the casting of the net.
不过一个系撒种，一个系撒网。
One is the sowing of the seed, the other one is the casting of the net.
但是有一个共同点。
That's something that is the same with the two parables.
撒嘅系生命嘅种子。
What is being sown out is the seeds of life.
收嘅系成熟嘅生命。
And what's being brought back is the mature life.
但我哋留意翻嗰个撒种嘅比喻嘅时候。
When we take note of the parable of the sower,
弟兄姊妹又原谅我讲到我哋自己嘅一啲嘅疏忽啦。
Forgive me for saying to some shortcomings of ours.
我讲我哋嘅疏忽咧，系包括我自己喺里边嘅，唔系净系讲你。
And when I say of our shortcomings, it's not just to do with you, but also with myself.
我哋常常会读到撒种嘅比喻嘅时候，我哋好满意于能够结果子，能够结出果实嘅嗰个嗰一点。
So often when we read that parable, we are focused on bearing fruit.
但弟兄姊妹，当你细心去留意嘅时候
，But if you take note carefully，
有果实结出嚟
，When the fruit is being brought forth，
但系嗰个结果实系有区别嘅。
But there's a difference in the bringing forth of the fruit。
有三十倍
，That's the 30-fold，
有六十倍
，60-fold，
有百倍
，100-fold。
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，哎呀，三十倍好啦。
Francis says, oh, 30-fold, it's good.
好过喺石头地嗰啲。
Much better than being on the rocky.
好过喺荆棘丛中嗰啲。
Or within the thorns and thistles.
嗰啲都结唔出果子嚟。
Those don't bring forth any fruit.
而家有三十倍。
Now I have 30.
弟兄姊妹，感谢神。
Francis, we thank the Lord.
有三十倍。
We have 30-fold.
系比较冇结果子系好。
It's truly much better than not having any.
但弟兄姊妹有冇留心
？But take note.
神所要嘅系究竟系几多？
What is it that the Lord wants? How much is it?
神所要的是一百倍。
What God is after is 100-fold.
因为那个一百倍就是那个完全的那个子粒的表达。
Because that 100 will point, show forth what seed has been sown.
所以你读圣经读在马太福音的时候，你读到有三十倍、有六十倍、有一百倍。
So when you read, there's the 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold.
但当你读到路加福音的时候呢？
When you come to read Luke's Gospel,
你见唔到三十倍、六十倍。
You don't see the 30 and 60.
只有一个一百倍。
There's only one that's being pointed out. That's 你知唔
知我唔细细特别提啦？点解喺路加福音里边就漏咗两样
？I won't mention in detail as to why the two have been left out.
不过如果你留意到马太福音系讲到天国嘅事，所以嗰个天国嘅情形。
If you know that The Gospel of Matthew talks about the Kingdom of God. This is to do with it.
如果你留意到路加福音系讲到一个完全人嘅事，你晓得一个完全人就应该系一百倍。
And Luke it talks about being a complete man, and to be complete it is being 100%.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
喺以弗所书里边叫我哋睇到。神带领教会的建造是要把教会带到一个地步是完全满有基督长成的身量。
And God is wanting to bring the church to the full maturity of Christ, the fullness of Him.
换个说话来讲就是说基督是怎样教会就应该是怎样。
Put in another way, how Christ is, so is the church.
基督是怎样的荣耀教会就应该是怎样的荣耀。
And how glorious our Christ is, so will be the church.
基督是怎样的丰富，教会又应当是怎样的丰富。
How rich and abundant Christ is, so is the church.
同样的，教会是怎样的纯正，基督，对不起，基督是怎样的纯正，教会亦应该是怎样的纯正。
Similarly, how pure Christ is, so will be the church.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise
our God. 但你知唔知，当我哋放眼嚟睇，现今喺地上嘅教会，从教会历史一直睇到现今。
But if you look at the church on earth from the beginning of its history right through to this present day，
喺教会建造嘅过程嘅里边，有冇睇到基督满长成嘅身量咧
？Have we been able to see the full stature of Christ？
我哋话好可惜，未曾睇见。
We say how pitiful we have not been able to do so.
当然是未曾睇见啦。
Sure, we have not been able to see it.
如果睇得见嘅时候，主就已经翻嚟咯。
If you are able to see it, Christ would have returned.
主而家迟唔翻嚟，就是等候教会喺建造嘅里边进入成熟。
And his delaying in returning is waiting for the church to be mature.
咁具体嘅上面去讲，教会嘅成长系应该系点样嘅呢？
And this growing up of the church, how should it be?
我哋留意到，神要用咗教会将万有带到基督里面同归于一。
We need to take note that it's through the church that God will head up all things in Christ.
咁教会首先应该被带到一嘅里头。
So the church itself will first need to be led into that oneness.
但系要带到一嘅里面嘅时候，系好多嘅阻挡喺嗰度。
And to be led into that oneness, it seems that there's been so many obstacles.
而一切嘅阻挡系出于人嘅自己。
And all these obstacles have been an outcome of man himself.
我哋一再提过，几时人唔脱离强调自己嘅时候，几时基督嘅身体嘅建造系有好多嘅打岔。
And when man do not come away from his own willfulness, then we find that how the building up of the church will not be hindered.
啊，虽然系有咁嘅情形。
Although we have this occasion,
佢有足够嘅忍耐。
But we thank God he has sufficient patience.
佢又乐意喺嗰时嚟等待。
How willing he is to wait for us.
尤其是当我哋读到以弗所书里面读到嗰个同归于一嘅时候，有一件事情系对神嘅儿女嚟讲系好艰难嘅。
As far as being one is concerned, we know that there's one thing that's difficult for the children of God.
就喺真道上边同归于一。
That is to be, as it were, one in the truth.
但弟兄同埋姊妹，我哋都能够好晓得。今日喺教会喺地上有好多嘅派别，喺嗰时嗰个根源就系话喺真道上面嘅分歧。
We know that in the, today there are so many denominations is because there is this differences in holding the truth.
喺真道上面嘅分歧嗰个原因就系话我哋嘅着重点系放咗喺真道。
Then now we focus on the truth and we have bring about such differences.
但是又不能够放在那个完全的真道。
But we can't put this in the complete truth.
只是放在那个真道上面的局部。
We only put as it were as a part of the truth.
我们可以找到局部的真理，我们持守那个真理，态度是对的。
We lay hold of certain part of the truth and we just lay hold of it and grasp that.
但是个心胸或者能够度量就不够宽广。
But our heart is not that broad enough.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our
God. 尽管我们是常常有很狭窄的那种的度量。
So often we are so restricted in our ways.
但是神在他的藉着基督复活的生命所作的功，慢慢慢慢是将我们的国度量来扩大。
And through the resurrected power of the Lord, God changes gradually and slowly.
扩大到我们不是留意局部的真理。
Enlarge us so we are not just focusing on a part of the truth.
而是去留意那个完整的真理。
But to take note more of the complete
truth. 而那个完整的真理乃是基督的自己。
And this complete truth is Christ himself.
几时我们来到主的面前是让祂来作我们的主的时候，
Whenever we allow Christ to be indeed our Lord and Master，
我们就可以脱离这个这样的限制，
Then we'll come away from such a restriction，
叫教会的建造能以更宽广的来进入神的目的，
That the church can then enter more into God's purpose。
为了这个这样的缘故，
And for this reason,
我们就留意到主的带领，开手把我们从个人的成长那处来作工。
And we'll see how God starts off with working in each individual.
这个就是今早上我们开手要留意的事情。
This is what we need to take note of this morning.
我们特别提过，教会是一个团体。
I've already said that the church is a corporate body.
但这个团体是包括很多很多的个人。
And this corporate body consists of many members.
因此教会的这个整体的那个建造呢，那个根建基是建基在每一个个人。
And the building up of this church depends on each member.
如果个人在神的面前不成长，教会的成长是没什么条件的。
If the individuals do not grow, then there's no way the church can grow.
个人如果在神的面前对主的认识，对神儿子的认识不增加的话，教会的建造也都是受到有限制。
And if the knowledge of Christ for each individual is restricted, then there will be a restriction in the growing of the church.
所以当我们留意到教会的建造的时候，我们的着眼点是教会。
And when we look at the building up of the church, we focus in on the church.
但是我们的着手那点呢，是个人。
But what's needful to also know and keep is the individual.
我们留意到主的带领都是这样。
We see even the Lord's leading is the same.
所以第三章的说就是说，从里面的人刚强开始，到众信徒。
So we know in chapter 3 how it starts with the inner man, then it's brought through.
现在我们翻到以西结所所书四章的十七节。
And when we come to chapter 4 of verse 17,
等着你留意到整段的话是对个人讲。
We know the whole passage appears to be talking to the individual.
是对神的儿女每一个人个别的来去讲话。
To each and every child of God, they are being spoken to individually.
是指出了神的儿女个人在神的面前生活的那个方向。
How for each one, their lives, how they need to live, and how they should be directed.
在生活里面的那个学习。
And how they learn in their lives.
他先提示，我们本来是出生在亚当里面。
We are told how we have been born in Adam.
所以我们的生活习惯一摆出嚟就系亚当嘅东西。
So what comes naturally to us is the things of Adam.
唔使教嘅，唔使学嘅。
You don't need to be taught. You don't need to learn.
其实我哋有一句话，你话唔准确又好似好准确，你话准确又唔系咁准确。
There's this saying. Sometimes you say it's not quite correct. It's not true. And you say it's true. It's still not quite correct.
嗰句系咩话呢
？What's this word?
有样学样。
If there's a form, you just follow it.
弟兄姊妹，你从表面嚟睇系真嘅。
Outwardly it may appear to be so.
但你睇到嗰个人系咁，我哋学佢系咁。
You see someone acting in a certain way, you just follow.
但事实上边咧又唔系真嘅。
But in truth, that's not right.
因为冇嗰个样，佢自己都会做嗰个样出嚟。
Even without that form, if a form will come up from him.
因为嗰个系人嘅天然嘅发表。
Because it is the expression of the natural man.
人天然嗰个生命或者人天然嗰个性格，你发表出嚟就系咁嘅。
Because this is your nature, so you exhibit all that is in you.
有人发表得早啲，佢就俾人睇见，哦，佢系个样。
Someone may be seen that way much earlier, so it's seen to be so.
有人发表得迟啲，人哋就话佢有样学样。
And some perhaps come later on, and they say, oh, he's following someone else.
其实冚唪都唔系学。
In fact, we are not actually learning.
系佢自己嗰个天然生命嘅发表。
It is just the natural self developing itself.
呢个系我哋每一个人个实实在在都经过嘅。
This is exactly how we've been through for ourselves.
但感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
But we thank and praise our Lord.
当你读到以弗所书嘅时候
，When we come to read of Ephesians,
佢话你哋旧时就系咁样。
It says that in the past this is how you've been.
但如今你哋系学咗基督。
But now you have learned Christ.
你哋既然系学咗基督
，Now that you've learned Him,
就唔系咁。
Then you should no longer be like this.
咁你如果学基督嘅话咧
，If you have learned Christ,
呢就有个真样。
Then this is the true form.
如果你要有样学样，就学呢个样。
If there's any form you need to learn, this is the form.
所以佢话你哋学基督。
He says you learn the Christ.
佢话就唔系咁啦。
Then it should not be like this.
二十节跟住话你们学了基督，却不是这样。
In verse 20 it says, but ye have not first learned the Christ.
即系如果你哋系听过佢嘅道，领咗佢嘅教。学咗佢嘅真理，就要脱去你哋从前行为上边嘅旧人。
It says that if ye have heard him and have been instructed in him according as the truth is in Jesus, namely, you're having put off according to the former conversation the old man.
然后接上廿一节，并且穿上新人。
And it goes on to talk about. Putting on the new man.
旧人是怎样的呢
How is the old man?
舊人是因為私欲的迷惑漸漸變壞的。
How the old man corrupts itself according to its deceitful life.
所以你要脫去這個。
So you have to put away all this.
脫去這個呢，咁就要接受新的。
Having put off this, you have to put on the new.
所以要將你們的心智改換一新。
So we have to be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
而且穿上新人。
And to put on the new man.
咁新人係點嘅呢？
What's the new man like?
新人就去發表神嘅形象。
The new man will indeed reveal and manifest the image of God.
聖經呢節嘅説話呢，就係好簡單扼要明確嘅，指出咗我哋生命上面嘅追求嗰個實際。
This points out to us very clearly and accurately the pursuit of our living.
聖經咪記得，神係要將基督嗰個復活嘅大能顯明喺我哋嘅身上面。
Remember, the power of resurrection that has been seen in Christ, God wants to reveal in us.
这个复活的大能是转变生命的大能。
And this power of resurrection is one that's able to change life.
如今主就来在我们身上面开手来显出那个生命转变的那个作为。
And Christ here wants to show how he's able to make the change in our lives.
要将我们从旧人的里面脱出来。
Bringing us out of the old man.
但我们活出新人的那个样式。
For us then to live out the new man.
好了，弟兄姊妹。
Okay, brothers and sisters.
这个是个人学习的开场白。
This is the start for each individual.
但具体的怎样去进入的个人生命那个追求和成长呢？
Corporately, how do we enter into this individual growth and corporate growth?
等一下，我先请大家留意有一个事实。
Francis, I would want you first to take note of a fact.
从十七节开始。
From the start of verse 17.
一直到第五章的第二十节。
Right through to chapter 5 verse 20.
这整段的说话是关乎我们个人在神的面前追求成长的。
This whole passage is to do with our personal individual pursuing and growing in Christ.
你留意这段的话的里头呢，有几个相同的连接词 conjunction.
And take note that through all this passage, there is the same conjunction that's being used.
在中文圣经里面翻译呢，就是叫所以。
And in Chinese translation says, therefore.
Yes, therefore.That's the same meaning in English. 顶尖你留意17章第一节开首就有个所以。
In verse 17, you already find this word there, therefore.
然后第25节呢又有一个所以。
In verse 25, wherefore.
然后呢就第五章的第一节呢又有一个所以。
In verse 1 of chapter 5, therefore.
然后呢就第14节又有一个所以。
And also in verse 14 of chapter 5, wherefore?
留咗一个地方吧。25节嘅第四章又有一个所以。
And also verse 25 in verse chapter 4, wherefore?
留意到呢五个所以。
Brothers and sisters, take note of all these five places.
那是一层一层一层咁将我哋嗰个生命舊的生命來剝開。
Seems that it goes through one level after another, trying to put away the old.
弟兄姊妹，我們中間特別在 Portsmouth 很多弟兄姊妹做飲食業。
As for brothers and sisters from Portsmouth, many of you are in the catering business.
在西方的飲食很常用洋葱。
And the Western cooking, you seldom use onions.
弟兄姊妹，你曉得了剝洋葱。
Always use onions and to peel the onions.
剥洋葱
And to peel them.
你怎样剥呢？
How do you peel the onions?
一层一层地剥。
It's one layer at a time.
如今你留意这个第这一段的大段的说话。
And if you take note of this whole passage.
是一层一层地将我们剥出来。
It seems that we are being taken off one layer at a time.
剥了我们那个旧的人的性情。
having put off the old nature,
剝咗我哋舊嘅人嗰個生活嘅習慣
，and to do away with our old habits,
剝咗我哋舊嗰個人嘅生活嘅內容
，and also the way and of the life of the old man,
然後就將我哋帶入去嗰個新造嘅嗰個樣式嘅裏邊
，then we are being led into the new creation, the way.
用簡單嘅説話嚟講，就係話透過呢啲生命嘅學習，用基督嘅生命嚟代替我哋舊嘅亞當嘅生命。
Put in another way, it is let the life of Christ, which is the new, be in place of our old.
用約翰福音嘅説話嚟講，就係話他必興旺，我必衰微。
And in the words of John's Gospel, it says that he must increase and I decrease.
是我这个人的减少，是基督的成分在我这个人的身上面去增加。
How I need to decrease and for Christ himself to increase in me.
等着这个就是这一大段说话里面的那个主要的内容。
This is the main focus and theme of this passage.
是指导着我们是怎样来活在主的面前。
Pointing us out how we should live before the Lord.
但是如果我们交通之后停到这树的话呢
But if our sharing just ends here,
我们说我们看到方向了
We say, oh, we now see the
direction. 我们又看到目的了
We also see the purpose.
我们又看到神那个安排了
And we also see how God has arranged things for us.
但是我们怎样进入实际呢
But how do we actually enter into the reality?
如果主不把我们进到实际嗰条路都显明出嚟嘅话呢
？If the way into the practicality is not being shown to us，
我哋只系空空洞洞嘅有一个了解。
We just then vaguely have some form of understanding。
我先讲一个咁嘅比方。
I'll just tell you of an example。
又因为我哋中间有好弟兄姊妹做饮食业，我就用饮食业嘅内容。来交通一下。
And because many brothers and sisters work in a takeaway, I'll just use this as an example to share.
如果你单纯是做西方的饮食呢，就样样嘢都好规矩。
And if you are catering for the Western people, then everything is very very regular.
呢样嘢系几多，嗰样嘢系几多，清清楚楚列喺嗰度。一杯就系一杯，一安士就系一安士。
If it's a cup, it's a cup. If it's an ounce, it's an ounce. You have to do accordingly.
但如果你煮中餐呢
？But if you were to cook in the Chinese way，
你去学书嘅时候你就死啦。
If you try to go and learn and master the cooking, it'll be terrible for you.
你就算攞本嗰个食谱嚟睇，你一样死。
Even if you were to take out the cookery book, it seems just as troublesome.
用嘅咧，佢又唔讲你知几多，适量。
It doesn't tell you how much actually to use.
适量。
Appropriate amount.
弟兄姊妹，适量点样叫适量咧
？Francis, what does it mean appropriate amount?
一安士够唔够？
Is an ounce good enough?
亦或系一盎司半咧
？Or one and a half ounce?
佢冇一个标准俾你。
It seems there's no accuracy at all.
佢就话适量。
She says appropriately.
人哋话师傅就系师傅喺呢处。
She says the master chef, and that's where it is.
啊，煮呢个餸得啦。
And when you cook this meal, do that, and that's it.
但系咁你用几多先得噶
？How much should you use?
总之适量咯。
Just appropriately.
弟兄姊妹，如果神带领我哋喺生命嘅功课上边系咁样嚟学习咧，我哋好痛苦。
If God in His leading us teaches us in such a way, we'll find it so terrible for us.
所以我哋留意到主自己一个带领，先将我个大前提摆咗喺我哋嘅前头。
And find that in God's leading, He first put before us the broad aspect.
叫我哋睇到嗰个大方向。
And for us to really see the direction of things.
叫我哋睇到嗰个目的。
And for us to realize the purpose.
同时又叫我哋睇到嗰条路。
At the same time, we will come to see the way.
等于话你有咗方向，有咗目的，有咗嗰条路，你就可以行。
If you can see the purpose, the goal, and the way, then you can walk.
如果你只有目的，有个方向，而冇一条路嘅话咧，你去边算？
If you don't have the direction, the purpose, but there's no way for you to walk,
what would you do?
This would be a difficulty. We thank and praise our God. And in leading us into personal learning and corporate
work,
He lets us to see that this is our learning in our lives. This is the requirement in putting off the old man and putting on the new. But how do we walk in this, on this way? It is a life. We thank and praise our Lord. So he says, having learned the Christ, what is Christ like? He is life.
神在救恩的里面是把基督赏赐给我们是作为我们的生命。
And in our salvation, God has given Christ to us to be our life.
当然基督带给我们的是不正只是生命。
Of course, Christ is not only our life.
是神的丰富。
In fact, it is the fullness of God.
但其中有一样是生命。
But among it is the life.
生命的源头。
And he is the source of life.
第二，他是生命的光。
He is the light of life.
在生命的源头和生命的光，这两件事情显在我们的身上面。
The source of life and light, when it is seen in us,
他就藉着这个光照来把我们带到生命的源头。
And through this enlightenment, we are being brought to the source.
叫我们在那里来享用生命那个丰富。
That we may come to enjoy the abundance of life.
而且被带到一个地步是完全符合那个生命的源头。
And not only that, but to bring us to a point where we are one with the source.
咁神点样带领，主点带领我们呢？
How does the Lord lead us?
嗱，弟兄姊妹，你留意啦。
Take note, brothers and sisters.
你如果细细嘅从嗰几个所以嗰度嚟开始，你睇到系一步一步一步嘅带我哋入去。
If you read carefully, at each point where it says therefore or wherefore, you'll see how the Lord leads us a step at a time.
25節嗰處咧，佢就先提一個所以喎。
Verse 25, one is being mentioned there.
嗰個所以咧就係提好具體嘅事。
And it is a very corporate matter. 係
我哋習慣性所表現出嚟嘅事。
Something that we are so natural with it.Something we are.
So you need to not talk大話啦.
Says, do not tell falsehood anymore.
各人同鄰舍講實話啊。
And to actually speak the truth.
弟兄姊妹，呢個係我哋最弱嘅嗰一點。
This is something that we are very weak in.
由好細個就已經唔使教嘅，佢就會講噶啦。
From a small, no one needs to teach us. It seems that we just tell lies.
我好記得我個外孫好細嘅時候。佢就發生一件咁嘅事。
I remember when my grandchild was very young, this happened.
佢爸爸係做電腦嘅嗰方面嘅嘢。
And the father works with computers.
所以時時有好多嗰啲紙張啊，或者啲文件擺喺度。
So often there will be journals and manuals around.
佢細個時好細好細，嗰時真係好細。
And he was very small at the time.
佢爸爸唔喺處嘅時候咧，佢就去翻佢爸爸嗰啲嘢。
When the father was not around, he would go and rummage through the father's things.
執下呢樣，睇下又揈出去，執下嗰樣揈出去。
He'd look at this and he'd throw one side, and then look at that and throw it on the other side.
好啦，等到爸爸翻嚟。
And when father comes home,
睇到成地都係散曬嘅。
And saw that his manuals are all over the floor.
Timothy, 是不是你整的?
Says, Timothy, is this what you have done?
他說不是。
Says, no.
他說不是誰整的?
Says, if not, who has done this?
哦,他說,剛剛吹了一陣風進來,吹散了。
Oh, there was a sudden gust of wind.
顶住咪冇人教佢噶。
Brothers and sisters, no one taught him to say that.
唔使人教噶。
No one need to teach him.
我哋嘅天然里面爆出嚟嘅就系啲咁样嘅嘢。
This is what comes out from our natural self.
但系主话。
But the Lord says.
如果你系学咗基督。
If you have learned Christ.
你就唔系咁样。
Then you should not be like that.
你要弃绝谎言。
You have to put off falsehood.
你要放弃咗呢个咁嘅生活同习惯。
And to put away such habits.
顶住咪点放弃？
How do we put this off?
天然的嘛。
This is so natural
to us. 自然发出来就是这样嘛。
Naturally it comes out from us.
你怎么放弃呢?
How can we put it aside?
如果我们不是进入基督里头，是根本没有条件 亦冇可能。
If we are not in Christ, then there's no way, and it's not possible for us to do so.
所以你留意到呢个全个世界充满嘅系谎言。
So you see that the whole world is filled with falsehood.
政治上面太更加多谎言。
And even in politics, even more so.
经济上面何尝唔系咁啊？你呃下我，我呃下你咧。
And also, in economy, you find that you are being told off one thing and another.
多人之间更加系咁样。
And even on an individual basis.
但系主话你哋学咗基督就唔系咁样。
But the Lord says, having learned Christ, this no longer.
点可能唔系咁样嘅？
He says, how can this be?
唔使人教噶嘛。
No one taught us.
系自然就爆出嚟噶嘛。
Naturally, it just comes out of us.
但感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
But thank and praise our Lord.
佢话你哋学咗基督就唔系咁样。
Says, having learned Christ, this no longer should be.
呢个只系一样啫喎。
And this is only one thing.
咁我哋嘅救人嘅嗰个表现就有好多啦。
But we find that so much of our old natureness.
然后底下又讲一啲笑啊。
And then it goes on to say.
佢话你生气就唔好犯罪。
Says be angry and do not sin.
又唔好含怒到日落。
Let not the sun set upon your wrath.
弟兄姊妹，你了解呢件事情系好艰难嘅。
Brothers and sisters, you know how difficult this is.
神又唔系话唔准我哋发嬲。
God is not saying don't be angry.
但系话你发嬲时发嬲。不过你唔好发嬲到一过咗界线，落到犯罪嘅里边。
Says you can be angry, but don't step over the boundary to set yourself with wrath.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，你睇啦。
Brothers and sisters, have a look.
Sunny 而家咧就激起我把火。
Sunny have just angered me.
我就好嬲。
I'm really angry.
咁我嬲喺心里头。
And I was being angry in my heart.
神话好啊，你嬲就嬲啦，你谷下气都好嘅。
And God says, okay, be angry. Maybe it's good for you. You can then lose some weight over it.
But be careful. 你唔好嬲到咧犯罪喎。
Don't be angry to a point where it causes you to sin.
点样叫做嬲到犯罪
？What does it mean to a point where it's sin?
睇下我啲动作。
Look at my action.
弟兄姊妹，过界啦。
And get angry and you hit out and you cross the boundary.
你嬲可以嬲。
You can be angry.
但你就唔可以犯罪。
But you cannot sin.
我起初都唔太感觉呢样嘢有咩特别。
Initially, I didn't take too much notice of this.
后来嚟咗美国之后咧，有时喺电视，经常喺电视新闻里边睇到嗰啲体育新闻。
And until I was in America and so often in the news.
球赛比赛嘅时候有啲事情发生。
And when there was some competition, something would happen.
有时系个裁判同个球员。
Sometimes it's just
the referee.
Referee and the
player.
And the player.
有时呢系双方嘅嗰个教练。
And sometimes it's the two coaches.
睇到佢哋喺度理论嘅时候呢好得意。
And we find that in the conversation and the talk with one another, it seems rather amusing.
有啲似中国嘅上海人
，just like the Shanghai people from China.
你咁喐手
，to a point that they want to hit out.
系啊，得把口嘅事。
But they're just with their words.
好可能呢个系西方嘅文化，从呢个地方嚟啦。生气就不要犯罪。
I'm not sure whether this is anything to do with it. Be angry, but do not sin.
但弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
唔好以为咁样就咁样。
Don't think that this is it.
有时间限制嘅。
There's also a time limit.
佢话含怒不可到日落。
Says don't let the sun set upon your anger.
弟兄姊妹，呢个又系好艰难。
Brothers and sisters, says, oh, this is also very difficult.
因为佢实在得罪得我太厉害。
He has really offended me.
我谷气谷气嗰时候，我唔出手已经系好俾面佢啦。
I'm really doing well, not to hit out at him.
但系叫我发嬲就唔准，我嬲得太多喎。
But it says that I can't be over angry.
嬲到几时呢
Until when can I be angry?
日落之前你就唔好嬲啦。
Says when the sun set, then you should not be angry anymore.
因為而家個日頭已經落到離地平線只有兩三寸。
He says the sun is set right through to the horizon, only 2 or 3 inches.
但我裏頭嗰個火仲係燒得好旺。
But the fire in me is still so furious.
我點可能喺咁短促嘅時間裏邊叫我啲怒氣平止呢
？How can in such a short time that I should pacify myself?
點知我哋留意到？
喺
我哋嘅救人嘅里边，我哋绝对冇可能能够脱离呢一种光景。
In our old man, there's no way we can come away from such situations.
更加提唔到话主所讲话要爱你嘅仇敌。
And I put aside when what the Lord says about loving our enemies.
我唔同嘅算账已经系好俾面佢。
And I do not hit out at him. It's already giving him a great deal of
praise.
And now he asks me to love him.
呢个系唔可能嘅事情。
This is not possible.
但弟兄姊妹，主嘅话就咁讲，你学咗基督就唔系咁样。
God's word puts it very clearly. Having learned Christ, this is no longer the case for you.
你话唔系咁样，就系咁要点
？If it's not so, then what?
我冇办法。
I have not the means.
但感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
I would thank and praise God.
当我嘅体读。按着主自己个引导带落去嘅时候，我哋就见到主喺生命里面带领我哋嗰条路。
And as we read on, we see how God's leading in the way of life for us.
如果我哋睇唔到嗰条路嘅话咧，我哋嘅结论就系话唔可能，唔可能，唔可能。
If we can't see the way, then the only conclusion we come to is that it's not possible, not possible at all.
当你睇到嗰条路嘅时候
，But when you come to see the way。
或者主俾你引导我哋上到嗰条路嘅时候
，And if the Lord would lead us onto the way，
等住我都唔多提，底下提到具体嘅事啦。
I won't mention any more of what is being said following on。
底下具体嘅事情都非常有意思嘅。
And all those mentioned, in fact, is rather meaningful.
不提佢啦，因为等之后你自己睇落去，你已经知道系一回咩事。
I wouldn't mention any further because if you were to read on, you would know it yourself.
但系我哋要留意嘅就系主点样带领我哋上呢一条生命建造嘅路。
I want us to take note how does the Lord lead us onto this way of life.
头一件事情系叫我哋进入一个认识。
Firstly, it's for us to enter into this understanding.
那是27节。
And that's verse 27.
27节那说主带领我们进入一个生命学习里面的认识。
This is the understanding that we should have in our life.
那个认识就是说你不要给魔鬼留地步。
That is, do not give room for the devil.
等于这个是头一件事情我们要很清楚掌握住的。
This is the very first thing we need to lay hold of.
有时我们说我发怒是我自己的权利。
Sometimes we say, it is my right to be angry.
特别是现在讲人权的时候我要维护我的权利。
Especially we talk about human rights, we stress on our rights.
但等于主自己的话在这说叫我们去注意。
But God's word here, help us, take note.
首先注意的不是你的权利我的权利。
It is nothing to do with your right or my right.
首先注意的是说当你这样去坚持自己的那个权利的时候你有没有被魔鬼留了地步
And you insist on your right, have you left any room for the devil?
或者不一定是权利的问题。
It may perhaps not be to do with your right.
是一种理由的问题。
It could be just the reason,
或者是其他的 事情都是对你是 有保护而有利益的。
Perhaps it's things to do with your own protection and your own gain.
你要坚持住你自己所该有的那份。
And you want to lay hold and keep what you want.
按人来看这个是绝对合理。
From men's point of view, it's reasonable.
但等一下你记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
将我哋系提升到天上。
God has indeed elevated us to the heavens.
因为我哋所整个嘅生活系一个属天嘅层面嘅要求。
And what is required of us is the heavenly standards.
唔系属地嘅习惯嘅影响。
It is not earthly trends or habits.
唔系咩叫做学咗基督啫？
What does it mean to having learned Christ?
如果基督唔系咁嘅样嘅
，If Christ is not like this，
当父对我哋嘅主话，你到地上去走一次。
If not, then The Lord would say, you go back on earth, go to the earth and do it again.
主就可以提出抗议的 protest.
The Lord can then protest.
有什么理由要我去？
Why, for what reason I should go?
神说去挽回那班人。
God says, in order to turn these people back.
主可以说那班人是自作自受，为什么要我去看他？
The Lord could say, it is their own fault, why should I care for them?
感谢赞美我们的主。
But we thank and praise our Lord.
他不是这样。
He is not like this.
他晓得他是活在那个天的层次那里。
He knows that he is living in the heavenlies.
他晓得他是活在神的永远的旨意的里面。
And he knows what it means to live in the will of God.
因此他的眼睛所看到的不是那个短暂的事。
So what he is able to see is not just for that short time.
他所看到的不是我自己 有利益或是有损失。
And what he sees is not whether or not for himself, there is gain or loss. He only sees the fact that the will of the Father needs to be fulfilled. So without any reservation, he came to earth. And to learn Christ, how we need to start learning from this point. Take note, here we are called not to give any room to the devil. If the Lord were to reject what God had purposed, take note, what will be the consequence? On earth, there will not be any salvation. And as far as the enemy is concerned, he will be able to accuse all the more before God.
弟兄姊妹，主叫我们学基督。
Friends, this is we are asked to learn the Christ.
首先我们要留意到，在我们的这个人的所经过的一切的人事物的关系的里面，有没有被撒旦留了地步？
And in every aspect of our lives, we have to take note whether or not we have given the devil any room. What does it mean to give Satan room? In fact, there's some perhaps explanation
that
it says that in the past, you may be one who steals, don't steal any further.
你说既然是惯了要不偷是不得的。
He says, oh, I'm in the habit of doing it and asking me not to do so, it's not possible.
早几年在香港，我在香港的时候看到，看新闻看到有一个小新闻。
And several years ago in Hong Kong, I heard of this news.
一个非常富有的人家里面的白小姐。
And that's this, one lady who's grown up in a very rich family.
去百货公司那里行来行去的时候，结果被人捉住。
And he was doing shopping, and she was taken.
捉住，点解捉住佢呢？
Why did they take her?
佢话佢偷咗公司里边嘅一啲嘅嘢。
Because
即系话攞咗唔俾钱就走。
They took her because they accused her of taking something without paying.
咁即系偷啦。
That means to steal.
人家查
，when they investigated，
冇乜理由，好似你咁样嘅人都做啲咁嘅嘢噶。
There's no reason for this person to do such a thing。
佢个解释就系咁，我都唔知点解，我见到佢中意我咪拎住咪行咯。
And what she had to say was that I don't know why I saw this thing, I liked it and I took it and I walk away。
啊，好似佢咁咪成咗习惯咯。
It seems it's just a habit。
唔偷就唔舒服。
It seems that if you don't steal, you don't feel right. And if you don't take some other people's things, in fact, it doesn't do for you.
顯然就被撒旦留個大地步。
And if we were to do such a thing, we would have given indeed a great room, or space for the devil.
又譬如我常常都同弟兄姊妹提，特別係我哋嘅弟兄。
And often I would tell brothers and sisters, especially to the brothers.
Because 底下就讲到言语的问题。
Because further on it talks about our speech.
他说污秽的言语一句都不要出口。
It says, let no corrupt a word go out of your mouth.
只要讲造就人的说话。
But let every word be for needful edification.
我相信我们弟兄们，你未曾认识主之前。
I believe that for brothers, before you come to know the Lord,
你若果不是满嘴粗口的呢，都最低限度都总是有些不是那么适宜的说话，
是
常常从口里面讲出来。
If you are not in habit of speaking bad words, then perhaps now and then there may be this corrupt word that comes out of you in any
case. 当然这个是包括我自己在里头。
Of course, that includes me.
在未曾认识主之前，好像没有一些的特别的助语词在那处说话是不够力的。
And before I come to know the Lord, it seems that there's no other word it seems that has the force or strength.
所以冲口而出就是这样的话。
It seems that what comes out from me are all these corrupt words.
但是你们学了基督就不是这样了。
But once you have learned Christ, it's no longer the case.
你不可以再讲了。
You cannot say such things anymore.
难处就是讲惯了一下不讲怎么
办。But the difficulty is this, because we are habitually saying things like that, how can we just stop it? But wonderfully,
主带领我们去学习生命的功课。
When God leads us to learn that which is of the new life,
他不是只是给你一个压制。
He's not just trying to constrain you.
他不只是给我们一个压制，我们真的很辛苦，越压越压，我们这个人就越扁晒。
If we are just being constrained, gradually we find that we will flatten.
他是很自然地叫我们将那一切的东西从我们的里头抌了出去。
We are told that everything that's in us which is not right for us to cast out.
我所有弟兄姊妹，你都有一啲咁嘅经历嘅。
I believe, brothers and sisters, you would have such experience.
乜嘢嘅经历？
What's this experience?
有好多嘅思想。
And many of our thoughts.
喺嗰度要出现嘅时候。
When it's about to come.
你觉得好唔舒服，你就唔想接受。
You find, that you are rather uncomfortable and you do not want to think about it.
但从前呢，这类思想来的时候呢，你就越想就越开心，越想就越高兴，越想就越想多些。
But in the past, when such thoughts come, you think more and more about it and you enjoy thinking about it.
说话也是这样。
It's the same with what we say.
但稀奇的就是说。
But what's amazing?
等到我们是在基督的里面。
When we come to be in Christ.
有很多我们习惯了的话。
Many of our habitual words, inappropriate words,
因为从前未信主之前冲口而出。
And before we know the Lord, these words will just flow out from us. Whenever we want to say it, we will say it.
要停就停不下来。
And when we feel like stopping, we'll stop.
但是发生了变化了。
But now there's a change.
我要讲。
I want to say it.
好似里头有啲嘢要把嗰啲说话拉翻转头。
Seems there's something that's holding back the word.
常常嗰啲话嚟到喉咙。
It seems that it's the word has come through at the throat.
吞翻落去。
It seems that we have to swallow it back.
甚至有时嗰啲说话嚟到嘴唇。
Even it comes through right at the lip.
一擘大口就系声噶啦。
It seems that the moment you open your mouth, the word will come out.
又系一个力量将你带翻落去。
And then there's this strength to allow you to swallow back the words.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Francis, we thank the Lord.
我们了解得到，这个是生命的动作。
We know this is to do is the act of life.
是主在我们里面作生命的那个结果。
It is the results of the life of the Lord at work in us.
他很自然地在那处来叫我们了解到什么是合宜的，什么是不似基督的。
And for us to come to see very clearly what is appropriate and suitable and what is not of Christ.
如果那些是跟基督 相近的，我们会好像受到一些的鼓励你赶上去。
And if it's anything to do with Christ, we will be having this encouragement to follow on.
如果那些跟主的生命是不相符的，你会发觉你里头有一个禁止的力量叫你停下来。
If it's something not to do with Christ, there is this power in you that's trying to stop you from doing it.
咁因此你脱离那个旧造里面的习惯呢，就成了一个很自然的事情。
And for you to come away from your old nature, then becomes natural to you.
就不是我们想象那么艰难的。
then it's no longer as difficult as we think.
生氣就不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
And be angry, but do not sin. Let not the sun set on your anger. You don't have to go out to try to see where the sun is. In you, you will know. And in you, you'll be very clear. Then you, anger will subside. We thank and praise our God. Friends, sisters, take note. And we're being reminded that we are not to give room for the devil. This, in fact, is the shallow end. It's using your own thoughts to differentiate. This is not right. Let go of it. But the Lord leads us further a step from outward. Into the inward. What is this?
Brothers
and sisters, take note. Verse 30. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. You find that the way that the Lord is leading us has gone higher step. It's not just in our head, in our mind that we try to remind ourselves, but naturally, truly, another step. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God. How would I know if the Holy Spirit is grieved? You don't need to think about it. Naturally, you will know. When we enter into Christ, all things which is to do with Christ is so new to us. And we are so foreign to them. And he says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. You say, how am I to know if I am doing it? Because I still haven't come to see God's work, what it is like. But we thank and praise our Lord. This is nothing to do with how we think. You don't need to think about it. How would the Holy Spirit be grieved? Or when will he be grieved? If he should grieve and if he doesn't grieve, then what? Brothers and sisters, we don't need to try to analyze. Spiritual things cannot be analyzed. Spiritual things is very clear in God's leading for us to come to the understanding. As we have been saved by the Lord, you know how the Holy Spirit has done a very fundamental work in us. Firstly, we have been born again. So we come to have the life of the Lord. And in us, there's a change. Secondly, the Holy Spirit lives in us. And the Holy Spirit in us is no longer the two but one. He is dwelling in us. We thank and praise our God. And He is also our comforter. What does it mean to be our comforter?
保衛師就好像說他來保護我啦。
It seems that always come here to see to my interest.
弟兄姊妹不是。
Not so, brothers.
保衛師那個意思, 英文就說comforter, 叫你覺得很舒服。
In English it says comforter, we have the impression, oh, so that we may feel comfortable.
如果你活在主自己裡面的時候,你當然很舒服。
Of course, if you are actually living in Christ, then you should feel comfortable.
但是在這個, 保衛師的這一個身份的裡頭,
as his part, being a comforter,
我們必須要看到, 祂是為著主 来同我们讲话，来保护我们不离开主的那个应许。
And his work is that according to what God, the Lord has said, he's protecting us that we are not coming away from the promises that God has for us.
如果你认真去到法律上面来讲话呢，这个保卫师呢，是主的律师。
And you could say legally that this comforter is the solicitor of the Lord.
不是我们的律师。
It is not our solicitor.
是主的律师。
It is the Lord's solicitor.
是去维护主在我们这个人身上面那个姑且用律法的话来讲的权益。
To protect the interest of the Lord in us.
但是当然主对于我们来讲不是讲权益。
Of course, as far as the Lord is concerned, it's not talking about interest.
牵连到祂要在我们身上能够自由的作成祂所要作。
But it is to do that He is able to work freely in us to bring about what He wants.
所以顶着点着在这些会叫讲话的时候，我旧时完全不受限制的，现在怎么有约束的呢？
How come in the past, I say what I like, but now it seems that I have a constraint?
过去我想要去哪个地方，想去就执行李，买飞机票就去了。
In the past, wherever I want to go, I just pack up and then buy my ticket and I go.
如今我有一个念头动起上来要去边处的时候，里头好像觉得我不去。
But now, if I think about going somewhere, it seems that in me, I don't feel at ease.
如果我勉强一定要去的时候，
But if I force myself to do it,
我里头那个过不去就越来越沉重。
Then the unease in me seems to be greater.
就叫你感觉咧就，哎呀，去得咁辛苦，唔去罢啦。
To a point where it says, "Oh, if it's so troublesome going, then I would not."
等你话唔去啦。
Then when you say, "Oh, I won't go,"
你又恢复起来。
And it seems then you
revive. 那个过唔去嘅。嘅感觉全部停咗。
The unease and discomfort ends.
弟兄姊妹，点解会系咁嘅呢
？Brothers and sisters, why is this？
弟兄姊妹，你晓得呢个系圣灵喺我哋嘅里边所作工所发出嘅嗰个效果。
This is the result of the work of the Holy Spirit being at work in us.
所以主自己嘅话系咁简单提，唔好叫圣灵担忧。
So the word of God simply tells us.Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
咁呢个唔好叫圣灵担忧，系根据一个乜嘢嘅属灵嘅事实嚟出现嘅呢
？What is this based on? What fact is this based on?
弟兄姊妹，我哋不能不去翻到约翰一书里边去注意。
We can't but go back to 1 John to take note.
喺约翰一书第二章嘅里头提及一件好重要、好重要嘅事。
In chapter 2 of 1 John, a very important fact has been mentioned.
这个很重要的事就画出了一条界线，是指出了旧约和新约那个差别的地方在哪里。
And this draws a very clear line of distinction between the Old Testament and the New.
也指出了在新约的里面在生命的里头神的儿女那个生活的依据 是什么
And also points out that in the New Testament, the life of the children of God, what is it based on?
等一下你留意到约翰一书第二章由24节那里开始。
And if we were to turn to 1 John chapter 2, starting from verse 24,
你看到有一段的说话讲到一些的事情。
You find that, That's this passage telling us of something.
24節嗰處咧就開首就咁樣講。
And verse 24 it says,
佢話論到你們，務要將那起初所聽見嘅常存喺心裏。
As for you, let that which ye have heard from the beginning abide in you.
嗱，你從起初所聽見嘅係乜嘢咧
？What is it that we have heard from the beginning?
係主自己嘅話。
It is the words of the Lord Himself.
是关乎主自己的一切的事。
It's all to do with the Lord Himself.
他说你听到主一切的事情，你要常常放在心里面。
And what you have heard of the Lord, you need to let it abide in you.
如果你常常放在将所听到主的话放在你里面。
And the words of the Lord that you have heard from the beginning, if they abide in you.
当然这个主的话是指记录在神的圣经里面的话。
Of course.
是我们的思想里面。跑出来的一些意念。
The words of the Lord are recorded in His Word. It's not our own something that's come out from my own thinking.
是关于主自己的真道的说话。
It's to do with his truth.
他说如果你常常将主的真道放在心里面。
If you have the truth of God in you,
你们就那个结果就是你们住在主里面。
Then you would abide in the Lord.
在我们信主的时候是主住到我们里面。
Start with, it is the Lord living in us.
在我们按照主的生命来活的时候是我们活进主的里面。
And as we live with the Lord's life in us, we then live in Him.
但是如果我们活进主的里面,
as we live into the Lord,
我们就是活在主里面来活。
Then we will be living in Him.
那你所活出来的一切呢?
And all that we live out,
用人的话来说,
to use a man's phrase,
都经过主来过滤过的。
That we are actually going through everything in the Lord.
如果被主过滤过的事,
if everything has to go through the Lord,
没一样东西跟主的性情不符合的可以离得开这个过滤。
Then what comes out would not be contrary to the Lord Himself.
我这个说话来讲就是说，一切经过主过滤过的出来的呢，所发表的就是主的自己。
And everything that goes through Him, what is being seen will be of Him.
是把一切我们掺杂在里头的，出于我们自己的东西，主都从我们滤走了。
Even our blemishes and what is wrong in us, the Lord would remove from us.
但难出来了。
But here is the difficulty.
主讲过的话，我们常记在心里面。
What the Lord has said, we have it abiding in us.
怎记得更多？
How much can we remember?
怎样去记？
How do we try to remember them?
弟兄姊妹，我想问你们一句，背得出三章十六节的弟兄姊妹，你请举手。背得出。
Brothers and sisters, raise your hand, those who are able to recite John chapter 3 verse 16.
一节圣经而已。
It's only one verse.
现在再来
let me ask again.
背得出约翰福音十五章的弟兄姊妹
those who can recite the whole chapter 15 of John,
葡萄树同枝子的比喻
the parable,
不讲十五章那么多了，只是葡萄树同枝子的比喻那段
not the whole chapter, perhaps let's just confine it to just a parable of the vine and the branches.
没什么几个了，
Doesn't seem not that many.
如果我再加强啲咁多话，背得出成本福约翰福音嘅。
And if I say, oh, what about reciting the whole Gospel of John?
我连想都唔敢想啊。
We say, oh, we dare not think about this.
但如果我哋照着呢约翰一书二章呢处嘅说话，我哋就应该唔单止系将约翰福音背咗出嚟。所有主的话都要存在在我们的心里面。
And according to this word in 1 John, not only John's Gospel, it seems that the whole Bible needs to be in us.
你说有没有人做过这样的事呢?
Has anyone done this?
有。
Yes?
当然是不多。
Not many.
但感谢主有。
But we thank the Lord, there are.
但如果是这样讲的话呢，只有很少数人能够活在主的里面。
If so, then it will be only a very few minority that can abide in the Lord.
但是感谢赞美我们的主。
But we thank and praise our Lord.
但是你留意到。
Please take note.
主叫我们不好让圣灵担忧。
And the Lord says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
那个根据是什么呢?
What does this based on?
那个根据是如今一书二章里面所提到的一件很重要的事。
And here in 1 John chapter 2, what's mentioned, something that's very important.
因为第24节那个要求就是说，我们必须要把主自己的话完全地吸收到我们的里头。
Verse 24 tells us how we need to take into take in the word of God and let it abide in us.
但我们大多数弟兄姊妹都说不可能的，怎做得这样的事啊？我背过的了，我背了约翰福音第一章，背到很熟了，但背到第二章熟的时候我不记得了第一章。
I tried reciting John's Gospel chapter 1 and when I got so familiar with it and I go on to chapter 2 I forgot what's in chapter 1.
但感谢赞美我们的神。
But we thank and praise our God.
他不是那么外版的神。
He is not just someone that is so.
他是告诉我们知道，我们要将主的话常存在心里。
We are told that how we need God's word to abide in us.
但是存主的话在我们的心里面，不是凭我们的记忆。
Yeah, but for his word to abide in us, is not, does not depend on our memory.
当然你可以用我们的记忆。
Of course you can use your memory.
但是不是每个人都具备这个条件。
But not everyone has this ability.
如果我不具备这个条件，那我怎么？
If I don't have such ability, then what happens?
新年就常常活在主里面。
Sunny is then always abiding in the Lord.
我就常常活在主外面。
Then I will be always living outside the Lord.
那我很凄凉。
Then how pitiful for me.
但感谢赞美我们的神。
I will thank and praise our Lord.
神在我们身上面的带领。
His leadingness.
不是叫我们从外面活到里面。
It's not something that we live outwardly into the inward.
从外面活到里面呢，那个是旧约。
From outward into the inward, it is the Old Testament.
但是从外面活到里面是活不出来的。
And find to do this, it's not.
所以旧约是有一个咁样嘅要求，但系冇嗰个实际。
So we find in the Old Testament there is such requirement, but we are not able to fulfill.
但嚟到新约嘅时候
，But when we come to the New Testament,
神嘅要求冇降低到。
God's requirement is not lowered.
神话要叫你，要叫我哋将主嘅话常存喺心里。
When he says that God's word is to be abiding in us,
呢个神嘅要求冇降低到。
We find his requirements has not been lowered.
但系佢喺我哋身上边有一个新嘅安排。
But he has actually done something different.
而呢个新嘅安排就叫我哋能够达到主呢个要求。
And because of what he has done in us, we are able to fulfill what he wants.
咁主嗰个安排系乜嘢呢
？What is this that God has done？
你读落去就睇到啦。
When you read on, you will know.
27节
，Verse 27，
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们。自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And yourselves, the unction which ye have received from him abides in you, and ye have not need that anyone should teach you, but as the same unction teaches you as to all things, and is true and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him.
弟兄们，你睇到主喺新约嘅里头，佢为我哋做咗一个叫做恩膏嘅教训。
We find in the New Testament what the Lord has done is the teaching of unction in us。
呢个恩膏嘅教训嘅实际嘅内容系乜嘢咧？就系话你唔使人教你嘅。
What does it mean? It's saying that you do not need anyone to teach you。
你自己就知道乜嘢系神嘅喜悦，乜嘢唔系神嘅喜悦。
You should know for yourself clearly.What pleases God and what displeases Him.
正如你喺旧造里面嘅时候，你唔使学就咁会讲大话嘅。
Just like in the old nature, you don't need to be taught, you just lie.
你唔使学，你就会呃人嘅。
You don't need to learn to lie.
但喺新约里面，神为我哋做咗一件新事。
But what God has done for us, this new thing.
呢件新事就叫恩膏嘅教训住喺我哋里。
That is for the unction to be abiding in us.
咁咩叫做恩膏嘅教训？
What does it mean to have the teaching of the unction?
恩膏嘅教训就系圣灵喺我哋嘅里边俾我哋嘅光照。
It is the enlightening of the Holy Spirit in us.
我哋喺主嘅面前向主向得准确。
And if we are right before the Lord,
圣灵不住喺我哋里边话阿门阿门阿门。
And if the Holy Spirit in us says Amen, Amen, Amen.
弟兄姊妹，如果我哋喺主嘅面前向着主嘅唔够准确
，If we are not that right before Him，
我唔知弟兄姊妹旧时有冇唱过一首咁样嘅短诗歌。
I don't know whether Francis has sung such a chorus before.
嗰首短诗歌咧，系鼓励我哋学习。跟随主嘅
，and this chorus encourages us in following the Lord。
嗰个我谂下记唔记得先？我细路仔嗰时候唱嘅。
I have to try to recall because I remember singing this as a child。
Are we that hearted? No, no, no. Are we that hearted? Are we that hearted?
Are we downhearted? No, no, no.
嗰个系一个问号，然后个回答就话 no no no。
That's a question posed, and then the answer is no no no。
弟兄姊妹，恩膏嘅教训就系叫我哋学习。如果唔系出于主嘅，你好自然嘅就有 no no no。
And the teaching of unction is so clearly that if it is not of the Lord, then we should learn to say no no no。
如果系出于主嘅，你里边有个好喜乐。好释放嘅嗰个咁嘅心思嚟接过嚟。
And if it is of the Lord, you will indeed freely and willingly and happily receive.
恩膏嘅教训就话唔需要别人俾意见你。
And the teaching of unction is that you do not need the advice or opinion about it. If you are truly seeking after God, God will directly teach you from
within.
And this is the teaching of the unction. And this is the work of the Holy Spirit in you. And in the New Testament, this is the new work that God
has done.
But we know this work does not only start at the time of the New Testament. And in fact, this promise was already made in the days of the prophet Jeremiah. And then when they were in the captivity, in the times of Ezekiel, the Lord repeated this. And in fact, this work is something that God had already declared in the Old Testament time, and when the New Testament time comes, how God fulfilled it. Francis, we thank God. When we are learning in life, and God gives to us the direction and also the way. And the direction tells us very clearly we are not leaving any room for the devil. On the positive side, it is to learn the leading of the Holy Spirit to in living our lives. We thank and praise our Lord. And now we have to go on quickly to mention this. Then let us come to chapter 5. So chapter 5 starts off, therefore, be imitators of God. And then it talks about the positive aspects. And through this, it leads out the thing of the way of the Lord. And verse 10, you can see.
总要察言, 何为主所喜悦的事?
Proving what is agreeable to the Lord.
在我们的心思里面, 透过恩膏的教训, 来叫我们更准确, 更明显地去认识神的喜悦。
And through the teaching of the unction to come to be more clearly what is agreeable to the Lord.
你晓得神的喜悦, 你就拣选神的喜悦。
When you are able to see what is agreeable to Him, you will choose to please Him.
所以去测验神那个
So to know what is pleasing to the Lord.
我们回到以弗所书里面来,
when we come back to the book of Ephesians,
我们要问神喜悦的事是什么?
We have to ask what pleases the Lord.
如果我们单纯只问神喜悦的事呢,这个范围可以很宽广。
And this could be a very broad as to what pleases the Lord.
可以是包括一些很细微的事。
It could entail things which are rather minor.
神喜悦, 神不喜悦,
what pleases him and what displeases him.
但是在以弗所书里面, 特别提及到,
but here it especially talk about what is agreeable to the Lord.
你以为这个神所喜悦的那件事是什么呢?
And if in your thought you think, oh, what is it that pleases him?
乃是神的永远的旨意。 如今在我身上面,有没有受到阻挡?
But it's a question of whether or not the eternal purpose of God in me, whether it suffers any hindrance.
弟兄们,你留意到,神永远的旨意就是说,万有要在基督里面同归于一。
And God's will is that everything will become a one in Christ.
然后我们个别的人都成为神所用的那个器皿, 来成全万有在基督里面同归于一的这件大事。
And for each one of us, that we are being brought to the point as a vessel to fulfill the heading up of Christ, of all things in Christ.
呢个系神最喜悦嘅嗰件事。
This is what God would be most pleased with.
神话你要，我哋要喺主面前去思考，去察验，究竟神嘅喜悦嚟到我身上边系自由嘅通行，还系受到阻挡？
And we have to consider whether the will of God, when it comes upon me, whether it's being hindered or whether it's able to work itself out. We thank and praise our Lord. He says, how am I to know? Keep saying to brothers and sisters, you don't have to worry how you will know.
我们要担心的就是说，当神将他自己的心思向我们解开的时候，我们有没有一个意愿要跟上去。
What's important is when God shows us his heart and mind, whether we have the heart in wanting to follow.
但是我们必须考虑这个事情。
We do not need to think about this.
我们要跟随主自己的心意的时候，那个结果一定是我减少，主增加。
Because in following the Lord,What is really needful is for the Lord to increase and for myself to decrease. And for the Lord to increase, I'm really happy about. But for me to decrease, I have to think about this. This is where we find difficulty. God wants to bring us to a point where we are indeed.Vessel for God to fulfill His will.
好直接就挑戰我哋嗰個生活嘅態度。
Then this actually challenges our life.
究竟我哋係需要主喺我身上增加，還係我要維持我自己強大
？Do I allow the Lord to increase, or do I indeed try to keep myself？
如果我哋摸得著神嗰個永遠嘅旨意嘅
，If you are able to touch the eternal purpose of God，
嗰個結局定規係。他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Then that statement is a must that he increase and I decrease.
我必衰微呢个代价，我哋付唔付得起
？The cost of decreasing, are we willing to pay？
弟兄姊妹一定付得起。
Brothers and sisters, we have. We
如果你睇到你衰微嘅结果，乃系主嘅增加。
If you see your decreasing means the increasing of the Lord.
我哋留意到你唔衰微嘅时候，主就减少。
If you do not decrease, then the Lord will have to decrease.
如果翻到神嗰个永远嘅旨意里边去嘅时候，呢一件事情就系成为神旨意嘅执行嘅阻挡。
And this will indeed hinder God's working out of His purpose.
因为最低限度神嘅旨意运行到我身上边嘅时候，就唔能够咁自由嘅通过。
When the will of God comes in me, it doesn't seem to be able to have a way.
然后，咁我又点知道？我系咪真系活喺神嘅旨意底下
？Then how am I to know if I'm living in the will of God？
正因为我不住嘅提醒，
Brand,
我哋一同去学习呢个功课。
Brothers and sisters, I remind brothers and sisters again and again，
唔好去分析属灵嘅事情。
Do not analyze spiritual things。
你系要注意嗰个属灵嘅结果。
You need to know the end result of the spiritual。
进到个结果里边，你仲去分析嗰啲事情做咩啫
？If you are in the end result, why are you trying to analyze？
多余。
It will be, it's not necessary.
因为你已经享用咗个成果咧，你仲考虑嗰个过程做咩啫
？You are enjoying the result. Why are you trying to analyze?
因为嗰个过程系佢负责嘅。
And the process, the Lord is responsible.
如果我哋按照主负责嘅过程嚟跟上去嘅时候，嗰个成果系我哋去享用。
And if we allow the Lord to be responsible for the process and we are just in it, then we are enjoying the result.
所以我冇必要去分析属灵嘅事情。
There's no need for us to analyze spiritual things.
但你必须要认识属灵嘅事情嘅源头。
But you need to know the beginning of spiritual things.
同埋嗰个结局。
And also its end.
如今我哋主又带我哋去睇到个结局。
Here the Lord shows us.
嗰个结局系乜嘢货咧
？What is this end？
啊，底下有啲具体嘅事情我唔提啦。
There's some practical aspect I will not mention.
十九节开始，等之后你睇到一个活喺主里边嘅人嗰、那个。
In verse 19, you can see for one who is living in the Lord, his condition.
他说当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对撮，口上心和的赞美主，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and chanting with your heart to the Lord, giving thanks at all times for all things to Him who is God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
又当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
Submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你喺呢处睇到两个结果。
Brothers and sisters, you can see two results from here.
但系系一个根据。
But it is on one same basis.
根据系乜嘢呢？你活喺主里边。
What's the basis? It is living in Christ.
嗰两个结果系乜嘢呢？一个就向着神，一个就向着人。
And what's the result? One is towards God, the other towards man.
弟兄姊妹，你从我哋嘅实际生活里边，你可以检查出我哋个结果喺神嘅面前准确唔准确。
We can examine in our lives, living before God, whether or not it is right and accurate.
你怎么检查?
How do we examine this?
主话你当用诗章颂词灵歌彼此对着首选心和嘅赞美主，凡事奉我主耶稣基督嘅名，常常感谢嘅父神。
Just speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and chanting with your heart to the Lord, giving thanks at all times for all things to Him who is God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words,
在我们的生活里面，我们是充满埋怨、受苦、背重担。
And in other words, in our life, is it being filled with a murmur, suffering and burdens?
还是在我们生活里面，无论我们是遭遇到什么事情，我们从里头涌出感谢和赞美。
Or is it that no matter what we come to face with in life, in us wells forth thanksgiving?
有一个弟兄真是凡事谢恩。
That we have a brother who gives thanks in all things.
我不详细提他的事。
I won't mention in detail.
我只是提他一次被人打劫的事。
I just want to talk about an occasion when he was being robbed.
被人打劫了之后，他就感谢主。
Having been robbed, he says, "Oh, thank the Lord."
人家就话：你被人打劫咗，有咩感谢主？
And people question, "You've been robbed. What is there to thank the Lord for?"
我感谢主，因为佢打劫咗嗰个人打劫我，但系佢冇伤害我。
He says, "I thank the Lord because I've been robbed, but I've not been hurt."
就为咗佢冇伤害我，我就感谢神。
So because I'm not harmed, I thank God for this.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
甚至乎因为呢个弟兄，佢一直睇见。 他所遇到的事物的背后，总有神的手在那里。
Because through this brother who says that in everything, God has a purpose.
如果就着我们自己的观察的时候，我们只看到事情的表面。
But for us, we only see what happens outwardly.
但是神在我们身上的带领，不停留在我们眼见的表面。
But God's leading does not lie just with external facts.
而是要叫我们学习留意事物的背后，神的手是怎样的管理。
But for us to see behind all this, how is God's hand directing?
所以不管你的遭遇是顺是逆，你能够在神的面前发出感谢和赞美。
So it doesn't matter whether what happens to you is good or bad, what comes out of you is thanksgiving.
是信，感谢神，给我享用他自己的丰富。
If it is good, we thank God that He enables us to enjoy His abundance.
是逆，感谢神，因为你让我经历你的扶持。
And if it's bad, we thank God we can experience His sustaining power.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
这个是向着神那方面。
This is towards the
Lord. 然后转过来呢，向着人。
And when we turn around towards man,
其实这个不单单是向着人。
It's not just towards man.
你是透过向着神而被带到向着人。
It is being towards God, how this then we are being brought as towards man.
是一回什么事情呢?
What is this thing?
在人的中间。 去学习顺服的功课。
In the midst of man, to learn the lesson of submission.
所以那句话, 要存敬畏基督的心,彼此顺服。
It says, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of Christ.
因为你敬畏主,
because you have this fear of the Lord.
我这个人在地上所经过的一切的事情，如果不是经过主的手，不会发生在我身上。
And all that I go through, if it isn't, if it's not through the hand of the Lord, it would not have happened to me.
所以不管在那个环境或者人事物的安排的上面是有什么的变化。
It doesn't matter whether, what, with time or with people, how changes may come about.
我能够从那个顺境或顺境我固然能够接得过来，逆境我同样可以接过来。
Of course, when times are good, I'm willing to accept them, but even when they are bad, I'm able to do so.
所以今天我不知道为什么我会落在这个这样的不愉快的环境的底下。
I don't know perhaps why I'm in such a difficulties or predicament.
但是我晓得一件事情。
But one thing I know,
我所经过的一切，主的手都在那里。
Everything that I go through, the hand of the Lord is there.
我好记得 Maria, 那次在东区跌倒那件事。
I can remember at the time when Maria fell in East London.
啊，跌一跌那下真的很凄凉。
How pitiful it was when she fell.
啊，那里割伤的眼底下。血不停咁涌出嚟，都冇办法停止。
And with the injury that she sustained, it was bleeding and couldn't stop the bleeding.
我讲喺嗰个时候 ，Maria 都冇心情去感谢神啊！感谢神，你叫我流血，但你冇叫我眼盲。
Well, Maria didn't thank God as it were that although I'm bleeding, but I still have my sight.
但系一件非常宝贵嘅事情 ，Maria。咁样跌一跌就跌到佢灵里边苏醒起上。
But what's wonderful is that having fallen, her spirit was being enlightened and awakened.
回转过嚟睇嘅时候咧，我相信嘅答案，我能够接受主从个手里边俾我跌过一下。
And looking back, perhaps she's able to accept the fact that the Lord had allowed this to happen to her, her fall.
弟兄姊妹喺我哋整个嘅生活嘅里边，主系带领我哋去学习一个功课。
In our whole life.The Lord is leading us to learn this one thing.
从一面来讲，叫我们活在感谢赞美的心情的里面。
On one hand, to live as one who will always know what it is to give thanks.
从另一面来讲，是叫我们学习顺服的功课。
On the other hand, for us to learn the lesson of
submission. 但是我们记得，我们今朝早晨所教咁好似咁复杂、咁宽广的范围里面的嘢，归纳起上来就是这两件。
And for all that we've been sharing, it seems so broad a theme. In fact, it's summed up in these two.
而这两件再归纳起上来呢，就是叫我自己减少，叫主增加。
And to summarize this even further, it means for me to decrease and for the Lord to increase.
为什么是主要带领我们这样来走过这一段的学习呢？
Why is it that the Lord is leading us to learn in such a way?
那是为了要叫我们准备好，可以进入众圣徒的里头。
It is to prepare us and make us ready that we may be with all the saints.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
弟兄姊妹，如今在这处我要轻轻提一提，我就结束了。
Here I would briefly mention before ending.
在这个这样的交通的里面，你看到一件什么事情？
In sharing, what can you see?
新约里面的神的儿女的生活的基础。
The basis of the living or the lives of the children of God.
是从里面到外面。
It is one that is being lived out from within.
律法的要求是从外面到里面。
What the law does is from the outside to the inside.
但是律法从来没办法去摇动或者去改变人的里面。
But the law has no means to change the person.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
神让人经过旧约律法那个阶段，看到那条路行不通。
And through the Old Testament times, God shows men how that way is not possible.
然后神用生命来带领我们行走祂心意的路。
Then God used His life to lead us in the way of life.
因此神在我们身上面的生命那个学习是从里头带领我们活出在外面。
So that the life in us is being lived out from within.
那这个从里面活出到外面来是一回什么事呢？
When we lift out this life from within, what does it mean?
盼望主叫我们在学习属灵的功课里面 唔好停留喺局部嗰说。
And may the Lord help us that in our learning we don't just just stay there in one place.
In a
part of it.
你必须睇到嗰切学习，嗰切属灵嘅学习系全面里头嘅一点。
And this, in fact, is one point for the entire.
如今我哋睇到啦，主带领我哋个人喺生命里边一步一步咁样走，走到一个地步，系主自己喺我哋里边居首位。
And we see how the Lord lead each one of us as individuals, each step until He is the one who has the place in us.
呢个同神永远嘅计划点样连结起上嚟？
But how does this link up with God's eternal
purpose?
This is the beginning of our learning to let Him be the one.
先喺我哋个人身上边接受呢个元首嘅权柄。
To have, in fact, the authority.
叫我哋呢个人能够俾预备好。
That we may be prepared.
然后我哋可以同另外嘅其他嘅神嘅儿女有嗰个配搭。
So that we can, in fact, be fitted together with the other children of God.
弟兄姊妹，我哋提过，教会嘅成长就系根据呢两件事实。
Francis, we have mentioned the growing up of the church is based on these two things. One is a Christ having being the Lord.
一个就系肢体嘅配搭。
One it is the fitting together of the members.
如今喺个人嘅学习嘅里边，主带我哋进入基督作元首嘅。
If Christ,
这个点上面,
if for Christ to be the head,
他继续要带领我们进入和肢体的配搭。
He will lead us to indeed fit together with all the other members.
晚上我们然后才再继续来交通各方面。
This evening we will continue our sharing in this aspect.
但愿主给我们看到究竟今天我们追求生命的成长目的在哪里。
But may the Lord show us clearly that are pursuing to grow what the purpose is.
求主救我们脱离那个似乎是对而又不准确的那个了解。
And may the Lord help us to have to come away from what appears to be right and when in fact it is not.
你说我做了基督徒我当然要成长，难道我成世做 BB 吗？
He says, oh, I'm a Christian now. Of course I have to grow. I cannot always be a baby.
弟兄姊妹，生命的成长不是为着我们个人。
But we know the growing up in life is not just for ourselves.
生命的成长乃是为着基督的身体。
It is, in fact, for the body of Christ.
这个是神永远的旨意里面的中心点。
This is the focus point of God's eternal purpose.
我们仰望主给我们一个很准确的、很明显的那个认定来跟随主。
May the Lord give to us a very accurate understanding that we may know how to pursue.
我们祈祷。
Let us pray.
主，但愿你自己的心意一点都没有幽暗的在我们的认识里头。
Lord, we pray that your will, that not even a jot will be hidden or darkened.
我们从前不在你里面。
In the past, we were not in you.
我们在旧造的里头。
How we were in the old.
但如今你将我们摆在新造里。
But now you have put us in the new creation.
并且你叫我们学基督。
And you have asked us to learn the Christ.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
你叫我们很清楚地体会到学基督不是从外面去进入。
That to learn of Christ, you have to see that it is not learning from externally.
学基督乃是让住在我们里面的主从起作起头。
But it is for the Lord who lives in us to have His way.
藉着圣灵的运行，把我们带入基督的生命的丰富的里面。
And for the Holy Spirit to lead us into the abundance of Christ.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
越过我们越看见，作工的是你自己。
As time passes, we come to see more clearly the other one of words. We are only but the vessels in
your hand.
How according to your own pleasure you have created us.
为了要叫我们可以配合你的永远的旨意。
That we may be made fit for your eternal purpose.
成全神荣耀的计划。
And to fulfill God's eternal
purpose. 但愿我们的主给我们一个非常宽广的心思。
Lord, we pray you broaden our thoughts.
来接受你那个荣耀的安排。
To indeed receive and accept your eternal dispensation.
求主又俾我哋一双甘心乐意行走窄路嘅脚。
Lord, give to us that willingness to walk the narrow way.
叫我哋喺呢个末后嘅邪恶嘅世代嘅里边，我哋唔拣选你以外嘅事物。
That in these last days which are wicked, we will not choose anything that is apart from you yourself.
我哋只系单单讨你嘅喜悦。
Lord, that we will slowly seek to please you.
主帮助我哋。
Lord, help us.
即白我哋今日系年青嘅，求主叫我哋喺年青嘅日开始，我哋就拣选你嘅道路。
Lord, for those of us who are young, we pray that in our young days, we will know how to choose the way of the Lord.
即使今日我哋系年长嘅，我哋更紧嘅求主叫我哋剩下嘅年日喺你面前都俾纪念。
Lord, and for those of us who are old, we pray that our remaining days will be remembered by you.
但愿荣耀、称颂、感谢、赞美都归俾主。
They pray for the glory and honor and praise be to you. Because you have used your eternal purpose to lead us in our way.
我们感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.